The U.S. Report with Bob Tarlow.
Let's go to America now. Hello, Bob Tarlow.
Hey, thank you, Lisa. Good morning to you and to Simon. Those of us who have Google Assistant or Amazon's Alexa know that if you ask a simple question, you get a simple answer, sometimes too simple.
Alexa, where do babies come from?
I think they come from the stork.
Sure, we can all get a laugh out of the voice of Alexa on Echo devices, but there is a serious side, for the devices can record your voice. For review by Amazon employees, thousands of them worldwide, Bloomberg News developed this story, and Matt Day is one of their reporters.
So Amazon needs a tremendous amount of training data to make its service better. They rely on just a ton of information on how people speak, and they feed that into this great big system that comes up with answers to your questions.
And Day says this mountain of recorded data exists for humans to sample.
Somebody often has to annotate that data. What did a person say? Was this word correct? Was this word incorrect? It's all trained on this giant pile of data, and humans are doing some of the listening and some of the transcribing behind that software.
So, Bob, what's the reason for those Amazon people actually listening in?
Okay, Simon, their job is to compare what you actually said to what Alexa's algorithm thinks you said. The effort, Amazon claims, is purely to enhance the customer experience. But Bloomberg talked to some workers who heard background voices and sounds, possibly even criminal activity, and then, well, there's the funny stuff.
Somebody called out a woman singing poorly in a shower as a recording that was passed around an office.
And Amazon says only an extremely small amount of interactions from a random group of anonymous customers are analyzed. And if you've already bought and are using an Echo or a similar type of device and you have doubts, Bloomberg's Alistair Bauer says he has this obvious suggestion.
The main thing people should do if they're really worried about it is to unplug their Echo device and send it back.
Right. But Simon and Lisa, Amazon, Google, and Apple are clearly hoping the novelty and usefulness of these devices will stop most people from doing that.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Thanks, mate. Have a great day, both of you.